Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here on this Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022. 12 minutes past the hour here, 42 degrees and sunny in Marion. Do want to thank one of our listeners, Jeff, out there. There is a Krispy Kreme, easy for me to say, on Polaris Parkway. It's at the intersection of Gemini Place and Polaris Parkway, across the street from the BP station. So that would be the closest Krispy Kreme of note at this point. And remember, if you go today or tomorrow and wear green, you can get the St. Patrick's Day donuts, or you can get a free donut, I believe is what the story said earlier, sent to us by one of our listeners, Sharon. We have the best listeners in the world, let me tell you. Jeff and Sharon are keeping me on track here this morning, and some mornings I need that. Now, we are going to give away a dozen donuts today. And don't forget Mary and Ryan. Ryan, your pie's at the studio, 523 South Prospect Street. Mary, your dozen donuts are at the studio. I bet Jeff will be making a trip over to the studio to see Glenn this morning. 10 a.m. until 1 p.m., you can pick those up at the studio, or between 4 and 6 p.m. today. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller. A cake donut, did you say?
Yeah.
Let me see here. Cake donut is number 5. Gotcha, Roger. Roger really wants these donuts. Cake donut is number 5 on the list. Now, we have 9 here. Now what we're doing is Family Feud. My favorite donut businesses or types of donuts. So you can guess a type of donut or a donut business. You can go either way with this. So far we've got glazed, cream filled, cake donuts, and Andrews. We still have plenty of answers left here. What are we going to get? Go ahead, caller.
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts, absolutely. Number 6.
When people are calling in, it's really hard to hear them. I can hear you, but it's hard to hear them.
It's hard to hear the people calling in?
Yes, it is.
Okay, let me work on that.
Okay.
Thank you. All right, we're going to work on that. We want to definitely hear the callers calling in. All right. So we've got glazed, cream-filled, cake donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, and Andrews. I don't know if Dunkin' wants to be called Dunkin' Donuts anymore or not. Do you have a donut business or a type of donut you would like to guess? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Okay, here comes a call. Go ahead, caller.
Krispy Kreme donuts.
Krispy Kreme is not on the list, but a good guess. Krispy Kreme not on the list. Didn't make the top 9. Now, I like Krispy Kreme, but they're not, when I was filling this out this morning, they did not make the top 9. Glazed, cream-filled, cake, Dunkin', and Andrews are on the list. We've still got 1, 2, 3, 4 answers left to go. Now remember, you can guess a type of donut or a donut business. Donut shop, I guess we should say. 740-751-4038. 17 minutes past the hour here. All right, let's see what we got here. Go ahead, caller.
Jelly-filled.
No jelly-filled on the list. No jelly-filled donuts on this particular list. All right, let's see what we've got coming. Go ahead, caller.
How about the donuts down there, Dear Dutchman?
No Dear Dutchman donuts. Hey, can you hear the callers okay? Can you hear the callers okay?
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm hearing you, but I can hear you fine.
Oh, you can hear me fine on the phone?
Yeah, but it's not great, but...
Okay, but the callers you can hear good over the radio.
Yeah, I can hear them fine over the radio.
That's what we want. Hey, thank you. All right, and we got another phone call coming in here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller. Oh, we lost that call. Well, if that was you, call us back. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Lemon-filled.
Lemon-filled, number one on the list. Absolutely. Is this Judy Smith?
Yes.
All right, we got you, Judy. Thank you. Judy Smith in the competition, lemon-filled number one on the list. Go ahead, caller.
Tim Hortons?
Tim Hortons is not on the list. Angie loves Tim Hortons.
Okay.
Thank you. No Tim Hortons on this particular list. Types of donuts or donut businesses? Go ahead, caller. All right, go ahead. Oh, we lost the call. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about the Boston Field?
What's that?
The Boston Cream Field.
Not Boston Cream. No Boston Cream on this particular list. Go ahead, caller.
How about Maple Frosted?
Maple Frosted. You know, I love those. I didn't put them on the list, but I do love them.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bye.
No Maple Frosted on the list. Those are the ones that are kind of like cake, aren't they? With the, I don't even know what color you would call it. Is it brown icing on top of them? Those are good. Boy, you put those in the microwave for maybe 30 seconds. Get a cup of tea. You're set for the morning. 740-751-4038. Looking for types of donuts or donut businesses. The winner today will get a dozen donuts on me. Not the station. On me. All right. Go ahead, caller.
How about sugar-coated?
What's that?
Sugar-coated.
No sugar-coated on the list. No sugar-coated donuts on the list. We've got three answers left here. I'll tell you this, they're all donuts. There are no businesses left on the list. The three remaining answers are all donuts. Donut types. 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
The Donut Bear donuts in the orange package.
You know what? And it's funny you mention that, because I put orange bag on here. I was hoping somebody would get that. Thank you, Lee.
Yep.
All right, Lee's in the competition. Yes, those orange, in the orange bag, Donut Fair, I think is what they're called. Go ahead, caller.
The Long Johns, the sticks with the peanuts on them?
Not the Long Johns. Long John's not on the list today. Still two left. We've got the lemon-filled, the glazed, the orange bag donuts, cream-filled, cake, Dunkin', and Andrews. Still two donut types left to go. What are they? 740-751-4038. We've got Roger, Phyllis, and Lee in the competition so far. 21 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio Time. Having a great time here this morning on WWGH Radio. 740-751-4038. Do you know what those two remaining types of donuts are? Let's see. 22 minutes past the hour. Maybe this person does. Go ahead, caller.
Cinnamon twist.
No cinnamon twists on the list. No cinnamon twists on this particular list. Go ahead, caller.
Did I say lemon?
Yeah, lemon was number one. Lemon was number one on the list. All righty. And again, here we are, WWGH Radio, looking for types of donuts. Still two types of donuts left on the list. Does anybody know what they are? All righty here. Let's take the call. Go ahead, caller.
Donut holes.
No, not donut holes, but a good guess. Not the old donut holes. Those are good, though. Those donut holes are something else. Still two types of donuts left on the table this morning. We've got lemon-filled glazed, orange bag, cream-filled cake, Duncan, Andrews. Go ahead, caller.
How about sprinkled?
Not sprinkled, but you're close. Close. Not sprinkled, but the caller is close with that one. 740-751-4038. All righty. Go ahead, caller.
The raspberry-filled donuts.
Not raspberry, but that's a good guess. Not the raspberry filled. Go ahead, caller.
What about nuts on top of it?
No nuts. Well, we're all a little nuts, but I've got no nuts here today. No nuts. 740-751-4038. Still two types of donuts left here. Go ahead, caller. Well, we lost that caller. Maybe they were going to guess nuts as well. Two types of donuts left. Lemon-filled, glazed, orange bag, cream-filled, cake, Dunkin', Andrews, all have been picked off, but we are still waiting for the final pick here. Final two picks, actually. We've got Lee, Judy Smith, Phyllis, and Roger in the competition. Remember, the winner today is going to get a dozen donuts. We're going to draw at 11:57 this morning. Still two more chances to get in here. All right, go ahead, caller.
Yeast-raised donuts.
Yeast-raised donuts? Now, isn't that most donuts?
No. Go ahead, cake donuts. That's different.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. Yeah. Yeast filled is not. Can you hear the callers okay this morning?
Actually, I hear you much better since you've been at your home studio than when you were at the studio.
Really? Now, how about the callers?
It's okay. Yeah. But at the studio, you were always so nasal. Your callers were okay, but you were always had such a nasal tone.
You know, that studio, when we moved in there, it's worth pointing out. When we moved in there, we had to change the settings on the soundboard because the room had wood floors, and sound tends to bounce off things. And I think that this is what I really sound like in a carpeted room.
But yeah, because it's much better there at your house than it was at the studio. Because the cars were always okay. I mean, you could hear them almost all the time really well. But it's when you got on, it's when you sounded like very nasal.
Well, as long as we can hear the callers okay from here, I'm happy.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right.
740-751-4038. We are looking for donuts. Go ahead, caller.
Custard filled.
No custard filled. Custard filled donuts do not make the list today. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, it's a donuts with a chocolate frosting.
Well, you know what? I'm going to give this to you. I got ice donuts. Now, normally I don't go for the chocolate icing, but I do like ice donuts. What's your name?
Eva Kelb.
All right, Eva. We got you in, Eva.
Who's getting the free donuts today?
We're going to do the drawing at 11:57. Stay with us, and it could be you.
What store is giving out free donuts today?
Well, Krispy Kreme is giving out, I think, one free donut.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. All right, 7-4 ice donuts. I like the donuts that have nothing in them, but they're just ice. Go ahead, caller.
Powdered.
What's that?
Powdered.
Powdered, absolutely. That is the last one on the list. Powdered donuts. You got it, Roger. Thank you.
Thanks.
Yep, the last one was the old powdered donuts. I do like the powdered donuts, I have to say. Go ahead, caller.
Sprinkles?
Not sprinkles, but a good guess. Not sprinkles. No, we got everything on the list here. Lemon-filled, glazed, donuts in the orange bag, cream-filled, cake donuts, Dunkin' Donuts, iced, plain, powdered, and Andrews. Those are the nine we were looking for this morning. And our entries so far, Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, and Eva Kalb. All right. Now we're going to draw for a free dozen donuts at 11:57 this morning. So you got to stay tuned. We're going to add some more people during Glenn's show as well and give away a dozen donuts today at 11:57. Now I do want to remind people that you can pick up your prizes today between 10 a.m. and 1 p.m. at the studio or 4 to 6 p.m. tonight. Whatever works best for you. All right. Well, let's see here. We have a half hour left, and we need to add some people. Now, at this point, does anybody have anything more to say about the gun law change here in Ohio that Governor DeWine did? And I do want to mention this again. The Women's Club donating $5,500 to the Red Cross humanitarian relief effort for women and children fleeing Ukraine. Tip of my Cubs cap to them. That's very, very nice. 740-751-4038. Does anybody have anything to say about service groups and charities in general? Did everybody understand what I was saying earlier on about, you know, if there's a hole in the window, you have to fix that before we paint the living room? That's just my thought, my commentary on the whole thing. Okay, let's see. I must have some kind of trivia laying around here that we can get into. Stick with me here. WWGH Radio 107.1 FM. Okay. Well, we might have some donut trivia coming up. I should have showed up for show prep this morning. I didn't think we'd get through those as fast as we did. All right. Okay, well, here's the trivia question for you. Let me see here if I can pull this up. because this looks very interesting. Okay. What were donuts one time called? They have not always been called donuts. When donuts were first brought to America, they were called something else. How about that? Old-fashioned donuts were balls of cake that were fried in pork fat. So what were donuts called when they were first brought to America? There's a good trivia question for you. 740-751-4038. What were donuts first called when they were brought to America? I bet people would not know that. Okay, how about this? How many times a year do we celebrate donuts in this country? We celebrate more than once a year. We love our donuts. Go ahead, caller.
Oily cakes.
Now, is that how you pronounce that? O-Y-O-L-Y-K-O-E-K-S? It's a Dutch word, I guess. I'll go with oily cakes. How you doing, Trish?
Oh, pretty good.
Can you hear me better this morning over the telephone?
Yeah, better than the other day.
Oh, good. How do the callers sound on air?
Good on air.
Good to hear it. Hey, thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
All right, Trish got in. Oily cakes. It's a Dutch word. Means oily cake. Okay, well, there we go. How many times a year do we celebrate donuts in this country? 740-751-4038. 34 minutes past the hour. How many times a year do we celebrate donuts in this country? We recognize donuts how many times a year as a country? The country stops and we recognize donuts. 740-751-4038. How many times a year do we recognize donuts? Let's see. We'll throw another one in here. Donuts are a popular holiday treat. What is the number one donut holiday? Isn't that interesting? Okay. What holiday are more donuts sold than any other? An American holiday is what they're calling it. 740-751-4038. So the two questions on the table, how many times a year as a nation do we celebrate donuts, and what is the most popular donut holiday? Go ahead, caller.
Mr. Spears.
Yes.
This is Fred Haycock. I'm with Marion Meadows on Maintenance Man.
Oh, yeah. Hold on one second. Let me call you back.
Okay.
All right, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Yes. Well, I don't know. Give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. I'm going to have to make a call here during the break. 740-751-4038. How many times a year do we celebrate donuts? And what is the most popular donut holiday? Those are the questions. How many times a year do we celebrate donuts as a country? And what is the most popular donut holiday? If you know, give me a buzz. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller?
Would that be 4th of July?
Not 4th of July, but that's a good guess. Not the 4th of July. Interestingly enough. the most popular donut holiday, or how many times a year do we celebrate the donut in America? 740-751-4038. 37 minutes past the hour here. 43 degrees and sunny in Marion. And remember, we're going to draw for a dozen donuts today at 11:57. 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, Eva Kalb, and Trish, all in the competition so far. What's the most popular donut holiday? That's what we're looking for here, the most popular donut holiday. Go ahead, caller. Hello? Are you there? Well, we must have lost that caller. Go ahead, caller.
2 days a year?
2 days a year is right. Let me get this right here. The first Friday of every June is National Donut Day. This began in 1938. And National Donut Appreciation Day is November the 5th. So there you go. Thanks, Trish.
Okay.
All right, Trish gets in again. Everything looking good there. As we try to get the answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
How about Halloween?
Halloween is the number one donut holiday. How about that? Thanks, Phyllis.
Okay.
All right, Phyllis Shirk in again. It is Halloween is the number one donut holiday. All right. Does anybody know what the second most popular donut holiday is? The number one donut holiday is Halloween. What is the second most popular donut holiday? Does anybody know the answer here? The second most popular donut holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Is cream-filled the most popular?
Cream-filled, no. It's a holiday.
Oh.
Yeah, we're looking for the, and Halloween is the most popular holiday. We're looking, let's see here. We're looking for the second most popular donut holiday. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. The second most popular donut holiday. Number one being Halloween. What is number two? 40 minutes past the hour here. WWGH radio time. Winner gets a dozen donuts, which we are going to draw today for, at 11:57 a.m. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz when you know the answer. Go ahead, caller. Are you there, caller? Hello, caller. Are you there, caller? Apparently, our caller is not there. 740-751-4038, the second most popular donut holiday. 41 minutes past the hour here. 740-751-4038. Second most popular donut holiday? If you know, give me a buzz. We're going to do a drawing today at 11:57 for a dozen donuts. Now, the most popular donut holiday was Halloween. What is the second most popular donut holiday? 740-751-4038. Okay, here we go. Maybe this person knows. Go ahead, caller.
Would that be Veterans Day?
Not Veterans Day. Not Veterans Day. Looking for the second most popular donut holiday. 740-751-4038. The second most popular donut holiday. Does anybody know? Second most popular donut holiday right behind Halloween. Give me a buzz, 740-751-4038. 43 minutes past the hour and 43 degrees here in Marion. Now here's another one for you. What is the cost of the most expensive donut? Interesting. Go ahead, caller.
Valentine's Day.
What's that?
Valentine's Day.
Not Valentine's Day, but that's a good guess. Not Valentine's Day. The second most popular donut holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Is it Thanksgiving?
Not Thanksgiving, but that's a good guess. Not Thanksgiving. The second most popular donut holiday. 44 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Wednesday, March the 16th, 2022, 43 degrees and sunny here in Marion. What is the second most popular donut holiday? Or how much is the most expensive donut? Two trivia questions out there. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz. And we will get you in on the competition. Donut trivia today as we give away donuts. Here's another one for you. Where is the largest donut bakery? What state? You got a 1 in 50 chance of getting that one right. Where is the largest donut bakery? 740-751-4038. Three questions out there now. What is the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? How much is the most expensive donut? Just give me a dollar amount. And what state has the largest donut bakery? 740-751-4038. 45 minutes past the hour here, WWGH Radio time. Does anybody have the answers for us? We'd love to get them. What state has the largest donut bakery? How much is the most expensive donut? And what is the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. So far in the competition, we've got Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, Eva Kalb, Trish. And we're going to take entries right up until 11:57 this morning. And at 11:57, we're going to have our drawing in which you could win a dozen donuts. Go ahead, caller.
How about Good Friday?
Not Good Friday. Good guess, though.
Okay.
Glenn does not like it when I say good guess to everybody, but I think any guess is a good guess. Why wouldn't it be? Go ahead, caller.
About Massachusetts.
Not Massachusetts. Good guess. Massachusetts, not the answer. Go ahead, caller.
Pennsylvania,
you have got it right. Carlisle, Pennsylvania. It makes about 100,000 donuts every hour. 15 million donuts a week. My goodness. All right.
180 million.
Absolutely. Thank you, Roger. That's a lot of donuts. Pennsylvania. Carlisle, Pennsylvania, to be exact. All right, still two questions on the table here. Go ahead, caller.
$1,200.
$500, not $500. Good guess, though.
$1,200.
Not $1,200. Not $500 or $1,200. How much is the most expensive donut? It's a dollar amount. What is the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? We've had that one for a while. All right, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Does anybody know the answer to either of these questions? How much does the most expensive donut cost? We just need a dollar amount. And what is the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? Go ahead, caller.
$100 donut in Brooklyn.
Yeah, $100 donut. It is made of edible diamonds, chocolate, vinegar, and a few other top-of-the-line ingredients. It's coated in an edible 24-karat gold leaf and served in a fancy box with a ribbon. How about that? Would you pay $100 for a donut?
No.
I know you got this 24-karat gold, but you eat it, apparently. Hey, thanks, Trish.
You're welcome.
$100 for a donut that you do actually eat. How about that? All right, well, we're back to the original question here. What is the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? Does anybody know? 740-751-4038. The second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween. We'd love to know. Here's another one for you. Let's see. This is a good one. In the U.S. alone, how many donuts are made every year? That could be just a wide open guess. In the U.S. alone, how many donuts are made every year? 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller.
Would it be Valentine's Day?
Not Valentine's Day, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Valentine's Day. The second most popular donut holiday. Right behind Halloween. The second most popular donut holiday? Or how many donuts are made in the U.S. every year? Now, you know that's got to be a big number. 740-751-4038. 51 minutes past the hour here. March the 16th. 2022, 43 degrees and sunny here in Marion. Going to draw for a dozen donuts today at 11:57 at the end of Glenn and I's show. But we can get you entered if you can answer either one of these questions. Go ahead, caller.
$10 billion.
$10 billion a year. Yes, 10 billion donuts in the U.S. each year. Who do we have on the line?
Brenda Tackett.
All right, Brenda, let me get you down here. Gotcha, Brenda. Thank you. $10 billion. Absolutely. Brenda Tackett gets in the competition here. Go ahead, caller. Oh, must have been about the donut facts. All right, we're still looking for the second most popular donut holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Christmas?
Not Christmas, but a good guess. Nobody's giving Santa Claus donuts for Christmas. The second most popular donut holiday, right behind Halloween. That's what we're looking for. Go ahead, caller.
How about Easter?
Not Easter, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not Easter. The second most popular donut holiday. It goes Halloween and then this holiday. What is it? 740-751-4038. 53 and a half minutes past the hour. 43 degrees here in Marion. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. The second most popular donut holiday. This has been out there a while this morning. Now remember, we are going to draw for a dozen donuts today at 11:57 a.m. So far in the competition, we've got Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, Eva Kalb, and Trish, Brenda Tackett as well. 740-751-4038. Second most popular donut holiday. Go ahead, caller.
Hanukkah?
Not Hanukkah. Not Hanukkah. Go ahead, caller.
What about National Donut Day?
Not National Donut Day, oddly enough.
Okay.
Not National Donut Day. Does anybody know the second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween? There's one we have not answered here, or brought up the answer here with. Go ahead, caller.
4th of July.
Not the 4th of July. Not the 4th of July. 55 minutes past the hour. 49 degrees and now hazy here in Marion. All right, the second most popular donut holiday. Halloween is number one. What's number two? Go ahead, caller.
Did you get St. Patrick's Day?
Not St. Patrick's Day.
Okay.
Not St. Patrick's Day, but that's not a bad guess. Go ahead, caller.
St. Patrick's Day?
Not St. Patrick's Day. Wow, I'm not sure we're going to get this before the end of the hour. Not St. Patrick's Day. Go ahead, caller.
What about New Year's Day?
New Year's, yes, it is New Year's Day. You've got it right. Is this Judy Cressup?
Yes, it is.
Are you surprised by that New Year's Day?
Yes.
You know, a lot of people are probably hungover, so they're having breakfast that day.
Well, I don't know. Could be.
Hey, well, thank you, Judy.
Bye.
Yes, Judy Cressup gets in. The second most popular donut holiday behind Halloween is New Year's Day. How about that? 57 minutes past the hour. All right, now remember, we're going to continue with trivia here up through 11:57. Glenn Coble is going to join me from 10:15 until noon today, and you could win a dozen donuts. So far in the competition, we've got Roger, Phyllis, Judy Smith, Lee, Eva Kalb, Trish, Brenda Tackett, and Judy Cressup. And we'll add more names. And you can pick up those donuts today, by the way, from 10:15 a.m. until 1 p.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. today. And Ryan, you can pick up your pie. And Mary, you can pick up your donuts at the same time today. 10 a.m. until 1 p.m. or 4 to 6 p.m. 58 minutes past the hour. I don't know if Glenn's in the studio yet or not. Suited up and ready to go.
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, Glenn, do you see the prizes there on the table?
Yeah, I got them.
All right, good. Now, what do you make? How'd we sound coming in this morning?
Well, you sounded fine. The callers were a little muffled.
You know, I'll tell you, it depends on what radio people must be on. Some people say I'm muffled. Some people say the callers are muffled. I don't know.
I was listening in my car radio, so I have no idea whether it would have sounded better at home or not.
Some people say that this is the best I've ever sounded.
So it's the best you've ever looked.
I might never be back.
Yeah, you look really good today.
Yeah, I feel good today. I can tell that I'm looking pretty good. So what's coming up today on our program? Really no agenda, huh?
No agenda. We'll just have a good time and shoot the bull.
And we're going to give away a dozen donuts at 11:57. So kind of think of some questions we can throw out to people.
Well, that'll definitely be a good guess.
Yeah, why don't you like when I say good guess?
Well, they're all good guesses, I guess.
Well, aren't they?
Well, we're happy to have people guess, right? Yeah.
Well, I just think if you're going to venture a guess, why? What's the difference between a good guess and a bad guess?
After you mentioned that on the air, I thought of all the rotten guesses I could have made to some of the questions you had today.
Okay, now give me. We got 15 seconds. What's a poor guess for second favorite donut holiday? What's a bad guess?
A bad guess, I guess, would be my birthday.
He's nuts. We're going to break. Back in 15 minutes.
You're listening to WWGH Radio 107.1 FM LP, Marion, Ohio. The voices you want to hear. From Mr. McFeely from Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
What is something, because it's years later now, that would have been a huge show at the time, like a Dr. Quinn, like a David Letterman?
Uh-huh.
You okay? Okay.
Yeah.
The chair buckled over there. Okay. For people listening, you know, something that came in that would have been huge.
A huge.
Lost me at the time. A huge show that he did not do because
of something.
Because he thought, you know, it's just not me.